Hey everyone, and welcome back to Disconnected. I'm your host, Jessica Lane, and let's be real. Sometimes being your own boss feels more like being your own worst critic, right? Especially when you're working remotely solo, it can feel like you're constantly battling a million deadlines, emails, and that nagging voice whispering doubts in your ear. But guess what? You are stronger than you think. Today we're diving deep into the world of resilience for those amazing remote entrepreneurs out there. Because let's face it, running your own show takes grit, adaptability, and a whole lot of mental strength. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack some serious strategies to help you build that unbreakable spirit. Now, I know what you're thinking. Resilience? That sounds like something you need for climbing Mount Everest, not launching your online store. But trust me, it's so much more than that. It's about bouncing back from setbacks, learning from failures, and keeping that fire burning even when things get tough. And let's be honest, there are going to be bumps in the road. Every entrepreneur faces them, right? The key is not avoiding those challenges but having the tools to navigate them with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. So, what are some of these powerful strategies that can help you build your inner superhero? First up, self-awareness. Seriously, it's like the foundation of everything. Ever feel like you're just running on autopilot, reacting instead of letting? That's where mindfulness comes in. Taking a few moments each day to check in with yourself, understand your emotions, and identify your stressors can be a game changer. Think of it as giving yourself a mental tune-up. It might sound simple, but it makes a huge difference in how you handle those inevitable curveballs. Next up, embrace the power of boundaries. You are not a 24/7 business machine. Setting clear boundaries between your work life and personal life is crucial for maintaining balance and preventing burnout. Ever feel like you're always checking emails, even on vacation? Yikes, that's a red flag. Designate specific work hours, create a dedicated workspace, even if it's just a corner of your living room, and stick to them like glue. Your mind, and your sanity, will thank you. Number 3. Celebrate the wins, big or small. We tend to focus on the next milestone, the next goal, but taking time to acknowledge your successes can be incredibly motivating. I'm talking about those little victories that often get overlooked. Did you finish a tough project? Celebrate it. Nailed that client call? High five yourself. It all adds up. Now, let's talk about building a support system. Remember, even superheroes need their sidekicks. Connecting with other entrepreneurs, mentors, or simply trusted friends and family can provide invaluable support, encouragement, and accountability. Sharing your struggles, celebrating your wins, and learning from each other's experiences can make all the difference in keeping you motivated and on track. And lastly, never underestimate the power of self-care. Seriously, this is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Make time for activities that recharge you, whether it's hitting the gym, taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or indulging in your favorite hobby. When you invest in your well-being, you have more energy, focus, and resilience to tackle whatever challenges come your way. Okay, let me tell you a quick story about this whole resilience thing. I had a friend who started her own online business selling handcrafted jewelry. She was so passionate about her work, but it wasn't easy. There were days when orders were slow, she struggled with marketing, and doubts crept in. But instead of giving up, she used those challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. She took online courses, joined networking groups, and even started a blog to share her journey and connect with other entrepreneurs. Now, years later, her business is thriving. She's become a mentor to others, sharing her hard-won wisdom and inspiring countless people to chase their dreams. So remember, building resilience isn't about being invincible. It's about developing the skills and mindset to navigate the ups and downs of entrepreneurship with grace and determination. It's about celebrating your wins, learning from your setbacks, and always remembering that you have the power within yourself to overcome any obstacle. You've got this. Now go out there, make some magic happen, and remember to share your successes, and maybe even your struggles, with me on social media. I love hearing from all of you. And until next time, keep rocking it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.